This is the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5. Speak your mind. Speak your
mind. Morning to you and welcome. 28 minutes before 8. As I said to you all, joining us now, a gentleman who featured prominently at the Prime Minister's press conference yesterday, that's opposition Senator Wade Mark. Senator, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Morning.
Okay, we're hearing you faintly, but I hope that the connection holds out on us. Senator Mark, this morning we are having a raging discussion following what the Prime Minister had to say yesterday. And the Prime Minister went into great detail. He referred to you and some of your utterances at the UNC's press conference on Sunday, saying that the inference was made that somehow or the other the Constitution is under attack. And he went into great detail. He's quoted here in the newspaper, this story on page A5 of the Guardian newspaper, written by Akash Samaru, saying that Mark even questioned the constitutionality of Kangalu's nomination. Just under that, opposition leader Kamala Pusabhi-Bisesa is saying that it was never the opposition's position that the constitutionality of Christine Kangalu being appointed was ever in question. What's really going on?
Well, first of all, good morning once again. I just want to make it abundantly clear that if you go to my press conference last Sunday and my statement on this very troubling matter, nowhere would you read or hear where I am challenging the constitutionality of the elevation or the nomination of Christine Kangalu, a sitting member of parliament, for the office of president of our republic. So I think the prime minister, as you know, he has been in this arena or zone, as you know, as politics, for over 3 decades. So he's not infant. Mm-hmm. He's not an amateur. So he's very simple and clever. So he misquotes, misuses statements for his own end. So I'm not surprised of his utterances or by his utterances. So I just want to indicate for the record that when I spoke to the issue of unlawful conduct, illegal behavior, and unconstitutionality activity, I was referring to Christine Kangalu in her capacity as acting president when she got a document from the government, whether it was from the Minister of Finance or the cabinet or the Minister of Finance acting on behalf of the cabinet, to dismiss a sitting governor of the central bank, which is unheard of. It is unprecedented in our Republican arrangement. It has never taken place since our independence. We don't know no instance of a government dismissing a governor of the central bank. Mm. By the way, the governor of the central bank is supposed to be independent, in quotation. Yet still the government dismissed that individual and the acting president signed that document. Okay. I have a high court ruling before me. It was delivered by, I think, Justice Rampersad, and it was delivered on the 22nd of June, 2022.
Okay. Senator Mark, I'm all of those things are well documented in the public domain. I want to go back to some of what the Prime Minister is accusing you of directly. In a story published by the Newsday newspaper yesterday, and I'm quoting from the story, it says he, referring to you, He said her election to the presidency would not only be a frontal attack on the Constitution, but an attack and assault on our very democracy, rights and freedoms, on our ability to hold free and fair elections. All of these matters are in danger. What did you mean when you say that?
Well, what did I mean? Simply. What I meant was this elevation to the office of president by a sitting politician is the, now we had Robinson. We know Robinson was there. We know what the position of the PNM was. Belatedly, after 26 years, we are hearing a prime minister saying when he was in opposition, he voted for Robinson. But he has no record for 26 years outside of yesterday indicating that. So, you know, maybe he did. Maybe he did. And, you know, as I'm on that point, may I ask you, rhetorically, is the prime minister, given his statement yesterday about him voting for Robinson because he disagreed with his party, will the prime minister order the leader of government business, Camille Robinson-Regis, to lift the whip to allow PNM members of parliament who are members of parliament, both House and Senate, to lift the whip to allow them to vote in accordance with their conscience?
Well,
is an area I am putting to Dr. Rowley through your station. Is he going to allow his members, as he did in 1997, to vote in accordance with their conscience? I would like him to respond to that issue.
No, that's
coming back to my issue, Brother Samuel, what I meant is this. Under our constitution, the president has very extensive powers to appoint individuals and members of the public to several critical institutions, independent institutions under our constitution. Now, those appointments are very critical if we are to ensure the maintenance of our democratic health. There must be persons who are going to carry out their duties in a fearless, impartial, unbiased, and very, very nonpartisan way. When you put a thing, I'm saying Christine Kangalo, as we speak, is the president of the Senate. She's a sitting member of parliament. She is an active politician.
Wow.
She was appointed by the PNM. And I have evidence of the lady's position on the PNM and her commitment to the party, which I have no problem with. I have a commitment to the UNT. Question here. How would Christine Kangalo, as an out-and-out PNM, respond to that very important responsibility as it relates to the appointment of 9 independent senators? Would these independent senators be independent PNM senators? These are issues that are real.
Well, Senator Mark. Okay, just now wait. Senator Mark, I understand the point that you're raising, Senator Mark, but here's the thing. The framers of the Constitution took this into consideration and made a provision and allowance for somebody who is a sitting politician to assume the president's role. I'm assuming they would have, or maybe they didn't, take into consideration the moral position that people would have, the ethical position that people would have. But the Constitution does make provisions for someone to move straight from the Senate or the House of Representatives into the president's office. So do you think that when you made the comment that, and I'm going back to it again, a frontal attack on the Constitution, that is where in the discussion people thought that you were saying that the Constitution was being breached by the appointment of Christine Kanglu? Because that's the position the Prime Minister put forward yesterday. That the members of the public, the discussions, the stories and everything else are now saying or suggesting one way or the other that this thing is unconstitutional. And you're saying, because I want to get it as clear as possible, that was not what you intended to say.
What I'm saying very clearly, my colleague, is that under Section 24 mm-hmm. of the Constitution, it is pellucidly clear
right.
that a member of the Senate or a member of the House can be elected as a president. That is not the issue.
Okay.
So if that was the interpretation given by the public, I wish to clarify. It is not in question. That is the law. So we are not against the law until we amend the law.
Okay.
Right now, what we are saying is that in January 30th, 2013, the same Dr. Rowley, as leader of opposition, had an interview with the Express in which he made it very clear that his party will not support any member of parliament or any member of cabinet for the position of president. That is in an article of Express the 30th, 2013. When you go to the Trinidad Guardian on the 2nd of February, he had a chief whip speaking on his behalf, and in this article in the Express of Saturday, the 2nd of February, Marlene McDonald is quoted as saying, and I quote, we have told the government and made very clear our position that we will not support any sitting member of parliament or any sitting parliamentarian. Now, Samaru, Section 24 was in existence in 2013, where a member of parliament or of the House or a member of the Senate can be elected to the office of president. Yet still, Dr. Rowley and the PNM, they are on public record, and he has never denied it, where he made it very clear, in spite of the content in the available, mm-hmm. he was opposed, his party was opposed, and he will not be supporting, according to this article, any member of parliament or any member of the cabinet for the post of president.
Okay.
I am supporting Dr. Rowley. All I am doing is supporting Dr. Rowley. And he has never denied that position. So when you come in 2022 and 2023 to tell Trinidad and Tobago that there's nothing wrong with a sitting member of parliament being elevated to the office of president, then Dr. Rowley is being inconsistent. He's been hypocritical. He's engaging in double speak and double standards. And that is the issue. Because when you put a sitting member of parliament that he vehemently and his party adamantly opposed, Rowley was anticipating that if you put a UNC parliamentarian in the president's office, then there will be blemish. There could be, the office rather, could be tainted. The decision taken by that person could be partial to the party that is in power.
Okay.
And all we are saying, Samaru, is that the power of the president is very extensive. And the individual who occupies that office is very important.
Okay.
Robinson was not a puppet of Pandey. He was fearless. He was independent. Even though he was a member of the cabinet and a sitting member of parliament at the time when he was elevated to the office of president. Can we say the same for this lady who has been nominated? I have looked against the lady personally, you know. She's a nice lady. I am not concerned about personalities.
Okay.
I am concerned about our country and the sustenance of our democracy.
Okay, Senator Mark, that's...
this independent commission can be transformed into what is called party groups or party branches.
Okay. All right, Senator Mark, that's where we're going to have to leave it. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning and clarifying, as you say, your position on what transpired. Thank you once again. And that, of course, ladies and gentlemen, our opposition Senator Wade Mark saying to us here that he never questioned the constitutionality of what transpired with the nomination of Christine Kangalu. He's suggesting that his comments were misconstrued and that it is not the position of the opposition at all, that the constitutionality is under question. So you heard the interview. I mean, it was live, it wasn't recorded, it wasn't edited. So it's up to you now to decide what's going on.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.